messages on screen to any audio that the collaboration becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. My name is Kobe. As always, my trusty sidekick, Cameron, is here.
So I'm a sidekick?
I don't know. I'm the one that's sidekick. I'm the one that's welcoming everybody to the podcast. So.
And you have a... looked like you had a suit coat on. I guess that's just
I wear a suit coat everywhere I go, man. That's just me. Welcome to episode 17. The title of this episode is The 12 Days of Prepper Christmas.
Ooh, that's cool.
Man, we are so excited. Are you excited?
I am excited.
I'm super duper excited.
It's good timing.
Can you tell me what's going on with the podcast today, Cameron?
Yeah.
Please? Now? Do it now.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of reviews actually today.
Yeah, we actually have so many reviews at this point, we had to push them off to next week or to next episode. Remember?
Some of them.
Yes, some of them.
Yeah. So, Tack Pack.
Yeah, we got a new Tack Pack
next box.
Thank you, Tack Pack.
Yes, their stuff is always genuinely appreciated.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Then we've got the
personal solar light,
PSL.
You're showing it to me, but they can't see it at home. Just
I
so
know.
You're
I know
aware.
That.
Okay.
Personal solar light, which we will talk about, and
that's it.
That's
for
it.
For reviews.
Right, that's it right now.
Right. Yeah.
And then we got an awesome episode.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple of new segments too.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited about that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But first off, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Tack Pack, as we said before. The only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tack Pack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TackPack.com. Join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TackPack.com. And after you hear what we got in Tack Pack this week, I think you will be going to TackPack.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's one item.
Perfect.
There's an item in there that I was kind of impressed with. It's kind of a new deal that I haven't really seen before. I thought it was cool.
A cup?
No, not that. That's the first cup I've ever seen.
Drink out of this.
But Cam, we got a new segment.
We do.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listener reviews starts now.
So
it's <sounds haunted.
laughs> No, it's kind of scary, huh? So we are gonna read.
Some weird freaking reviews.
Some weird reviews.
We asked for it.
We did ask for it, and
they went above and beyond our expectations.
One guy really delivered. I mean, he hit that sucker out of the park.
So weird.
So the title of his review. This was on This one was on iTunes podcast review. His name was TLINGITNDN. Why do people put their names so weird on there? I don't get it. Cam, you're not even listening to me.
I'm not.
TLINGITNDN. That's his name.
Yeah.
I don't get it. So the title of his review is So Many Voices. So Many Voices. Obviously, that's a play off of the one we read last episode or two. I don't know when it was. Anyways, his review goes, this podcast, these guys will be knighted by Donald Trump just in time for the two-headed frog day of judgment. It's more entertaining than watching a group of midgets jerk a circus elephant. I was so moving by the content, I renamed my daughter Battlebox. Now it's time to settle in and stock up on CityWalk and wait for the hermit condom to strike. So this guy wins this week.
I would agree.
That
was just bizarre.
That was bizarre, and it was fantastic.
It was.
That's exactly what we're looking for, guys. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you can beat that, we will reach yours on the next
podcast.
Yep. And
tell your daughter Battlebox hello.
Yeah. Tell her hi, because she sounds wonderful. We have another new segment. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Social media shout out.
So we're going to do some social media shout outs every episode.
Shout it.
Because you know what? We like, my favorite part about this is, you know, talking with you guys out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the listeners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First off, I just got to tell you about a really cool Instagram at All Out Military. These guys do lots of cool military posts and stuff like that. Yeah. You got to go check them
their
out.
Their pictures are awesome.
Yeah, they got some really cool stuff.
The dudes that are fighting for us, it's just good to see.
Yeah, so go follow those guys.
They're having fun. And
they've got some really cool stuff. Also, a guy I've on another guy on Instagram, @comms_0. He's like an amateur ham radio guy. He has some cool radio stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
So anyways, go check him out.
He needs to learn us some stuff.
I know. He actually asked us, hey, are you guys getting your, you talked about it like 8 episodes ago. It's like, oh no, I haven't even looked at my ham radio. We do this really, really casually.
I'm just hoping I don't have to use it.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's a mad, mad world.
Cam, would you like to start?
I will, because it'll be brief.
Okay.
And it'll be pretty much standard for me.
Oh, good.
How about those Tennessee fires?
How about, you know what? I saw that on my news feed, and I'm like, I bet you Cam is writing this down right now.
So those fires are threatening even in the middle of the start of winter.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Wait, the middle of the start of winter.
That didn't make any sense, I know. But what I meant to say,
uh-huh.
Beginning of winter, cold outside,
yeah.
Wet,
mm-hmm.
Fire.
Fire.
It's burning the crap out of everything.
Yeah, it is.
That's freaky.
Yeah, they're doing some bad stuff over there.
So yeah,
there, those
your
wildfires.
Town could burn up like that.
Like that? Just like that.
That's the end of mine.
Man, that was really quick.
Maybe next week, quick. I'll give you something better.
Maybe next week you'll do your research.
Some arson will give me something to talk about.
So mine is kind of funny, kind of not funny, because it has to do with the federal government. Which
they're not very funny.
No, they're not usually. So there's a report that comes out. I think it came out last year for the first time. It's called Federal Fumbles. This is awesome. So it reported, well, it highlighted one instance where the Department of Defense is still utilizing 8-inch floppy disks in order to manage the nuclear weapon system.
Whoa. Wow.
Floppy disks.
No kidding.
Well, I mean, when was the last time you even seen one of those?
Can you remember? Goodwill or DI?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing Oregon Trail on one, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't remember. And the Department of Veterans Affairs,
wow.
Yeah, they use employee time cards, which were created in the 1950s to track benefit claims. And the Treasury Department has been caught using software developed in the 1960s. I can't even believe 1960s. What would you get to run that?
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea. So, you know, the waste that is associated with a lot of these outdated technologies is about $55 billion. Anyways,
there's no security risk at all with
yeah,
any
I mean,
of that.
I'm just like, this is insane.
No
anyways,
one can break into
welcome
the floppy
to,
disk.
Yeah, welcome to big government, y'all. You know?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Floppy disk for everybody.
Floppy disks.
Isn't that crazy?
Floppy disks that weren't floppy.
Yeah,
but were
the hard,
inside.
The hard floppies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts,
that's
huh?
That's crazy.
Anyways, that's all I have.
That was good.
Yeah, the world is mad.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Okay, do it.
So, the 12 days of Prepper Christmas. Man.
On the first day of Christmas.
See, I knew you were going to... You have to do it with every single one.
No, I'm not.
Please.
No, the listeners would not like that.
They wouldn't? Okay.
Somebody, remember, who was it that said, please do not eat?
Yeah, that was my runner-up for this week's listener review. What did he say at the end of it? He said... Well, good job, guys. Keep the shows coming. And for God's sake, never eat during the podcast again.
Even I felt annoyed with myself.
Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah.
We probably won't
thanks
do that again.
Thanks for keeping through. Keep going. You know, keep it on going.
I mean, we should probably just delete whatever
that
episode
again.
That was.
I do have a cold. So,
yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't bug you.
I hope not. So, 12 days of Prepper Christmas. The idea behind this is, you know.
Gifts
and, well, just cool Prepper gear, basically.
Yeah, just unique stuff, man.
Yeah, unique stuff.
Some sweet stuff.
Some of it's a little outlandish. You'll probably never get, but it's just cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So we've got 12 items that we think any prepper would be super happy on Christmas Day. Too.
I would be really happy.
Mm-hmm. So.
So if any of these companies are listening.
Yeah, please.
Please send us one of your
actually,
items.
We have one of these right next to us.
Oh, that's right. We do.
So,
actually, we have two, but I don't have the other one with us.
Oh, you don't?
The Zippo.
Dang.
Okay.
That's right. We do have it. Okay, so number one, this is something I've looked at for quite a while. The Chiappa M6 Excalibur 12-gauge survival gun. Did you look at this much, Cameron?
I did.
Man, this is like, it's like the ultimate. And it didn't get super awesome reviews for functionality.
It looks so sweet,
but
though.
Oh my gosh, like it is cool.
It is.
So it retails like $650-$700.
I don't think that's that bad for,
no, for what
that sucker has
for
on
what it.
It
is. No way. So what it's a gun, but it has these Excalibur inserts. These inserts for the for the barrel that can let you use a bunch of different calibers. So you can shoot a 22, 12 gauge, 380 auto,
so crazy.
9mm, 357 Magnum, 40 Smith & Wesson, 44 Mag, 45 ACP, 20 gauge shotgun, a 410, 38 Special, 44 Special, and 45 Colt.
Jeez, man.
You can shoot all of that.
If you're scavenging and come across any ammo, yeah, that'd be sweet to be able to shoot it with.
You're basically ready to go. That's insane, isn't
it?
That
is insane.
So it's got the buttstock on it is like the skeletonized metal, and it's filled with like a polypropylene foam. It's like foam, so it's super light.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's way light. But the foam has like holes in it already for 22 and 12 gauge ammo.
Oh, wow.
So you can just stick them right in there.
That is pretty freaking cool. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
What was that?
I just knocked over your thing.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
not my basement.
And it can fold. The gun actually folds in half. It folds up to 18 and a half inches. So you could throw it in a backpack. Yeah.
Jeez.
So if you, yeah, that thing just looks amazing. I can't imagine a better gun for survival. I mean,
no,
seriously.
If you can shoot every ammo out there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not every
50
ammo.
Cal, you know? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it would be really nice if you could do
warhead,
223 ammo.
Shoot a warhead out of it?
Countermeasures?
Yeah, you didn't mention that. I don't want it.
I can't believe you didn't get a countermeasure on this.
I know.
Holy crap, man.
It's because y'all make fun of me.
Y'all make fun of me. Okay. So anyways.
All right.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first day of Prepper Christmas, mm-hmm, right there.
It's a good day.
It is a good day. So number two, this is actually something we just got in the mail this week. And it's cool.
The Trucker Tool.
It's called Trucker's Friend.
I'll pick it up and play with it, but I can't reach it now.
You threw it on the ground. It's called the Trucker's Friend, and it's also known as the Zombinator.
It doesn't look friendly.
It doesn't at all.
It's a mean
looking tool.
Weapon.
Yeah. It runs like 60 bones. You can get it a whole bunch of different places.
It's surprisingly readily available.
Yeah. So actually, we'll probably have a article on the website pretty quick after this episode with links to all this stuff.
Yes.
So you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you're going to want to see it.
You are. Yeah, you're going to want to see all these things.
So anyways, the Trucker's Friend, it's basically an all-purpose tool. It combines the functions of an axe, a claw hammer, a nail puller, a crowbar, a wire twist, a spanner wrench, grapple hook, tire chain, hook, and
grapple hook,
zombie mutilation.
Ooh, mutilations.
Mutilations? Mutilations.
You're chanting.
Name that movie. I want to kill everyone. Satan is good.
You're chanting, Ray.
Satan is
you're
our
chanting,
pal.
See?
So the thing weighs like 2 pounds.
Succubus.
Incubus? The succubus?
All right.
We could go all night. We better stop. It weighs like 2 pounds. It's like 19 inches long. And we're going to do a video review on this.
Yeah, we
pretty
will.
Quick.
It is.
It's cool.
It's something to be seen.
Because it's like such an all-purpose thing. I mean, you can throw it in a bug-out bag. You can throw it in your bug-out vehicle. You can just have it in your vehicle now. And it will be super duper
under
useful.
Under your bed?
Under your bed.
Your closet?
You could, yeah.
You could. It's a mean sucker.
EDC item?
Yeah, carry it in your wallet.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get it in your wallet.
Carry it on your belt loop?
Yeah, you could, I guess.
Just wherever you are.
You'd look pretty awesome walking around town with a Trucker's Friend on your, right through your belt loop, you know?
What?
What, man?
What?
It's a mutilator. That's what you'd just say when people walked up. What?
Not even looking at you.
Wouldn't even look
what?
At everybody that walks by.
What?
No one's going to mess with you.
No.
Just say whatever the hell you want. So anyways, that's the second day of Prepper Christmas.
He's got the zombie mutilator.
Mutilator. So number three. This is a cool deal here too, I found. It's called the Crosspoint Waterproof Socks.
Those were cool.
And they're exactly
those are really cool.
It's exactly how they sound. They're socks that are waterproof. Like no joke. They're
That's
waterproof.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I actually really want them.
I want them so bad. They'd be perfect for a bug out bag. Like,
well, think of all the different uses for socks alone and then a waterproof sock.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like $39 for a pair. I mean, obviously for socks that's pricey, but
how much? 39?
39.
Yeah,
it's not
bad
that
for
bad
waterproof freaking socks.
Waterproof. So, it looks just like a normal wool sock basically. But it actually has three layers.
What if you sweat like a mother in them though?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never worn them.
I'm going to get you some.
I hope you do. Seriously, I really hope you do. That feels so awesome if I had some of these. So it has an Artex trademark, breathable waterproof membrane. Mm. And then it has, well, it's breathable.
Insane so, in the membrane.
So it's breathable, so you probably are right if you're sweating. I don't know.
I wonder how breathable.
I don't know. And it,
yeah, if it's breathable, that's really weird.
Yeah, and then it's got a naturally antibacterial merino wool blend lining. So, it'd be fantastic for...
Man, those are put together.
Yeah, yeah.
$40 makes sense, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So definitely go check that out, man. I mean, that thing looks awesome. I need one. So,
both of them.
I need two of them. I need two of them.
I want both those.
I want both of those. Man, we're going into that voice a lot this episode.
I know.
Already.
Sorry, dude. He's going to drop us.
He's going to kill us. Number four, the fourth day of Prepper Christmas, is the Motoped Survival Bike.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man. You could get that survival trailer I sent you.
I know. That thing was pretty cool. That was like, it would have been really cool if it wasn't just like so homemade.
Yeah.
Like the dude just like.
I like how he's just like going down a gravel road on a little old fashioned bike.
Yeah. Got my survival. Did you see he originally made it for like Burning Man or something?
Oh, really?
Burning Man. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's a freaking hippie. Crap. He's a freaking hippie. Anyways, so the Motoped Survival Bike. This thing is a little bit pricey.
What was it?
There's a bunch of different options for it. It runs anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, I guess.
But it's loaded.
You're basically getting a motorcycle, a bike. And a whole bunch of other stuff, depending on which model you get. So, it can be pedaled like a bike, or it can be gas powered. Yeah. So,
if I saw somebody on that in the apocalypse, though,
what would you do,
dude? I want to ride.
Yeah,
it would be
amazing.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, it would.
Somebody on the back with a bat. Just
yeah. So your fuel economy is anywhere from 80 to 120 miles a gallon.
Wow.
So
that's pretty impressive.
You're gonna make really good use of your fuel. Any way you look at it. So they've got a Black Ops model.
Wow.
That's like the fully loaded sucker, right? So it comes with a crossbow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you're going to get a survival bike.
So are they literally purchasable today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It comes with Rotopax RX1G gas packs, and those are the gas tanks on the side there. It comes with an M48 tactical survival shovel, M48 Hawk tomahawk, M48 Hawk harpoon. Seriously,
man, that's a wicked
Gerber fixed blade saw, X6 light system,
like lightsaber.
No. Light system, black diamond carabiners and climbing rope, mini LED flashlight, biologic bike mount for iPhone, iPhone 4.
Whoa, dudes.
Whoa, man. I guess you're in the apocalypse, you know, you're 3Gs. I don't know. It's not going to be that awesome anyways.
Tool. It really says 4.
It says iPhone 4. It must have been written. Yeah, it must have been out a while. The Tool Logic Tactical Multifunction Knife and Light, Tool Logic Credit Card Companion Multi-Tool, man, another multi-tool and a Warrior Neck Knife.
Comes with all of it?
It comes with all that. Jeez. That was like the Black Ops version that was like about $4,000.
Wow.
Though, so, yeah. Anyways, that thing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's the fourth day of Prepper Christmas, the Motoped survival bike. Man,
I like it.
Just like blowing through these, man.
Yeah.
So the fifth day of Prepper Christmas, M4 tactical crossbow. I watched a couple of videos. Did you watch any videos on this thing?
Which one?
The M4 tactical crossbow. The thing I just said.
I didn't. I
I know you're asking me that, but I just said.
I know. I did. I didn't hear you. Because I was looking at my.
Do I need to turn your headphones up?
My list is way better.
Shall I turn your headphones up?
No.
No, you're good. Okay. Anyways. M4 tactical crossbow. This thing runs about $350, and it seriously looks like it's worth every freaking penny. So it comes with a scope, a red dot sight, an LED flashlight, a blue SWAT light attachments. And so it'll shoot the featherless arrows and the fish hooks. Featherless fish hooks. Yeah. But it also, you can load the steel balls, those little like ball bearings.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You can load those in there and shoot them just like you would anything else. It has a barrel.
That's crazy.
That it shoots, yeah.
What's the price on that bad boy?
$350. I already said that again.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I swear to the good Lord, I said it already.
Okay. I was just trying to make the listeners know what price it was.
Okay, $350. They all heard it already, but I'll
so what is this? Go ahead. Move on. Man. That's a good price.
It is a good price.
Dead air, man. Keep going.
Losing money. Yeah, fifth day of Prepper Christmas, M4 tactical crossbow.
I want a tactical crossbow.
Yeah, you do.
350 is really not that bad.
No, it's not. So I feel like you probably haven't bought my Christmas present yet.
I'm not buying you anything now.
You're not? No. Why?
Because
your birthday's coming up soon, isn't it?
It is.
What day's your birthday? December 12th. Everybody, Cam's birthday is December 12th. You need to send him birthday wishes via Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you do. Come on, man. All right, sixth day of Prepper Christmas. This one, I wasn't going to put it in there because you actually can't buy it right now. I looked everywhere. You can't. That's well, okay. And I think they might have fallen through. I don't know. I'm having a hard time figuring out. They were on Kickstarter.
Like, okay. Yeah, a few of my things are too.
But this thing was freaking cool. The pocket rescue balloon.
That was awesome.
That thing, oh my gosh. So I think it's still in development like I was talking about. So I have no idea what the price is. Not a clue. But basically what this is, it's a replacement for a flare, like a safety flare or survival
countermeasure.
Flare. Countermeasures. So what it is it takes up about the same amount of space as a traditional flare, and it shoots a self-inflating helium balloon into the air that can stay aloft for up to 7 days.
That's so cool. It looks
Isn't
cool.
that crazy? So the balloon is made of durable plastic. It stores in a small canister with a clip, so it can just like attach right to your belt, backpack or crossbow, whatever the crap you want to attach it to. So when you deploy it, the balloon rises 150 feet in the air, and it's tethered by a lightweight cord. So you can like tie the cord wherever onto something, and then it flies up in the air. And so
you just walk around with it?
Well, you could walk around with it, I guess. Yeah. So it has a built-in flashing LED signal.
I didn't know it had that.
It does, yeah. And it's visible up to like 2 miles away.
That's cool.
And it's designed to where it's big enough, and what it is, it'll actually show up on radar. So if there's radar going in the area, it actually show up.
Wow, I want one.
Yeah, I know, isn't that
today.
Awesome? I do too.
I did think that was one of the coolest things you'd find.
Yeah, take my money, man, but I can't figure out where to buy it or anything. So maybe they're still in development. I don't know.
Hope so.
If anybody has any information on the pocket rescue balloon, please let us know because I want one, like now.
People made a lot of money on the concept.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Pretty good, huh?
All right, hey, while we're in the middle of this bad boy, I want to talk about 3%ers real quick.
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Do it.
Can I?
Yeah, their shirts are freaking cool.
You just got one.
I did, I got another one.
Well, actually, we both just got a new one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I even went shooting with mine on.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
I think it improved my accuracy.
How was your Thanksgiving? We haven't even talked about
it. It was good.
That.
I went skeet shooting.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was fun. It was colder than mother.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cold down there. Cold down there.
down where?
Down
I
there.
I was up there.
Up there. I don't know. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. And you guys have seen a few of our shirts if you followed us on Instagram or Facebook. They're freaking awesome.
They are. They really are.
They're extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com. Get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's 3percenter.com. And use our code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off. Cam?
Do it.
Dude, you got to go do it. Go give them a follow on Instagram,
too. They have, like, a lot of, like, different styles of t-shirt. Like, if you don't like just the
I found
t-shirt,
that out.
Yeah, we found that out.
I found that out. Get the modern fit. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Get the modern fit. It's fantastic.
My name is Kobe, and I approve of this.
My name is Kobe, and I approve fit. Of this fit because it's modern.
Yeah, it does.
Just like me.
They have. Yeah, you're still modern.
I am. So, anyways, let's move on with the podcast.
Yeah.
What do you got, Cam? I mean, the next six are yours now.
All right.
Maybe
I should pay attention to my own.
Yeah, I hope you. I hope you do.
On the seventh day.
Oh, no, seventh day of Prepper Christmas.
Wally.
What?
Nothing I was going to do.
What are we going to do?
Goofy.
Oh, is that what can you please do that?
I don't think I can do it now.
Dude, come on.
Well,
do it.
We were talking about doing a CD, a Disney CD about prepping.
Oh, that's right. We were, huh?
Yeah, I was going to do it. Flan, shit, flip, bull, flan. It's a Disney version of our CD that's coming out.
Oh, we sang that stupid song for like an hour.
We did.
When shit hits the fan.
When shit. Anyway, that CD will be.
Man.
You'll find that on our website sometime in the future.
You do a better Goofy than I do.
Wham, shit. Almost 7 day. Okay. All right. Let's get serious here.
Okay.
So, mine, 7 day, is the VSSL units.
Vessel, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's how they say it.
I know. But I just wanted to
be very precise.
It's not VES.
No, it's not.
If you're Googling it right now while you're driving and listening to a podcast.
They might not be driving.
They could be.
They could be.
Most podcast listeners are.
True.
Driving. Anyway, they have a bunch of units, and I liked the supplies unit.
What are they?
They're like a little canister. They're about a pound. They're 9 inches long. They're an aluminum tube. Like this.
Okay.
Okay. What?
A nothing.
A 9 inch long, 2 inch diameter.
Yeah. It's like,
not ribbed.
Would you like to see my vessel unit?
It's got a bunch of supplies. So it's a flashlight too. Bam!
Gosh, damn, that was loud.
Sorry. So it's a flashlight. This looks like a heavy duty, like a mag light almost.
It does, yeah.
Inside, the supplies one has an oil filled compass, 4 hour. Pure Canadian beeswax candle. I think it's Canadian, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the company's from Canada.
Oh.
So if you've had beeswax, you're going to love Canadian beeswax. Apparently it's got a razor blade, 6 aqua tabs, a wire saw, aluminum beadless emergency whistle, waterproof matches, tinder, fire starters, tinder quit. Quit?
Quit.
That's the brand.
Okay, yeah.
Fishing gear, signaling mirror, marine grade rope.
Ooh.
250-pound breaking strength, reflective trail markers, P-38 military GI type can opener.
Gosh dang.
First aid supplies and vessel. Priorities of survival and instructions.
Wow.
It's got a lot of stuff in that.
How much do they run?
$99.50.
100 bones, huh?
That's 100 bones. There's medical ones that are a little cheaper. They're cool, though. They're just a little nice, watertight canister, and it has a bunch of supplies in it. And this one's a flashlight.
So. That's cool. Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Number
awesome.
8. We've been playing. We've played with this one.
We've actually talked about it before, actually, I think, on the podcast.
Yeah, we did. The Zippo 4-in-1 Woodsman.
Oh, my gosh.
I've used it.
It's one of the best items I've ever gotten.
So I have it in my SUV. It just... Like it slid in the back. I just have it in the back, and then you've got, you know, a 5-inch axe head, mallet, a 15-inch steel saw blade for the bow saw, saw handles, safety sheath, snap down cam, saw blade storage, and 20-inch handle.
Yeah. So basically, it's an axe, and it converts into. What is it? It converts into the bow saw and something else. I can't remember. It's cool, though.
It's got a little thing that flips out the bottom to pull up stakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's got a little storage handle. Uh-huh. I mean, you really got the blades in there. You can't really put much more in there.
No, no. Yeah, it's just basically for the blades. But
it's awesome.
It's a cool tool.
It's super sharp.
It's
and
a cool tool.
It's a cool tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. $50 on Amazon.
Oh, that's so worth $50.
It's like
$75
from their side, or $80.
Is it? Yeah, you've got to go get it. We'll put a link to Amazon.
Yeah, I showed my dad, and he bought like 8 of them
really?
For my family and like all the boys and the sons-in-law.
Man, we should have worked out an affiliate deal with Zippo because holy moly, could have made some dough.
Holy moly, you'd wait. Good.
Holy moly. All
right, so number 9 is the Extreme Portable Hydro Generator, which is also a lantern.
What?
I thought this was pretty awesome.
I did too.
So
it was
it's got a little bit of a steep price. It's $180.
Well, I don't think that's steep for what it is.
Yeah,
it's not really that
so
steep.
So instead of cranking your entire day away.
Is this thing still in development?
Yeah,
or is
but
it
it's
going to
come out. It's got
it's
a website.
Close. Okay.
Yeah, it's really close to coming out. Okay. So it's only 800 grams. If you know what that is, I don't.
What the hell? What's 800 grams?
I didn't calculate it out.
Ugh.
So, it's 6,400 milliamp rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
So when it's fully charged, which takes about 4.5 hours. Well, let me tell you how it works.
Yes. Good idea.
So it's got a little, it's like a, it looks like a thermos.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, you take the cap off the top and it has a blade. You mm-hmm. unfold the blades and it's like really easy and it click locks. Mm. You see my hands here? You
I
see
do,
them?
I do.
And then it has a, like a little carabiner part on the bottom. Yeah. So then you got the blades out and you take it, you just toss it in the water and anchor it. And then the water current, you know, a stream, a river, whatever.
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 Yeah.
It just sits and spins and generates energy.
Sit and spin.
Hydro generator.
Sit and spin.
It's a sit and spin. It's got a little blue LED light on it that uh-huh. shows its charge strength.
Oh, nice.
So you can kind of see that. Anyways, it takes about 4.5 hours to fully charge in the river.
So it'd be nice because you could just throw it, you know, you're camping out
yeah,
by a stream.
You just drop it in.
You drop it in during the day
yeah.
or whatever. Let it charge. Boom. Ready to go.
Yeah. So when this sucker's fully charged, it can charge 3 smartphones, a GoPro, a tablet PC, all 2 times faster than an outlet.
Oh my gosh. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's like super fast. So yeah, charge all your crap
wow.
and then head out. And then you can fold the blades in, put the cap back on, and it's a lantern. And it has that little carabiner clip so you can
just clip it to your tent or whatever.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Go check that out. That's cool.
South Koreans.
Oh, is that who made it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Awesome.
Take that, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that.
All right. And then
a stream portable hydro generator, number 9.
Number 10.
Number 10.
So 10 is belts.
10 All is right. a twofer.
It's a twofer.
It's
because
a twofer.
It's a belt and a belt buckle.
Right.
So number 1 is the cash belt.
Yeah.
So the cash belt.
From Wazoo Survival, right?
Yeah, they have some cool stuff too.
They do. We have a few.
I check out their website.
We've got some stuff from Wazoo it's before.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like hats that store a bunch of crap. I mm-hmm. mean, they're all about the EDC.
Yeah.
So this cash belt's 2 feet long. It has a Velcro enclosure all the way around. Has a bunch of small pockets, so you can actually buy just the belt for $25.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that. It's like that knitted Kevlar stuff or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And it has the little latch belt buckle.
Yep.
Anyway, you can buy them stocked. Like they have ones that go up to about $60 that are full of like fish hooks
Dude,
and
cool.
bags. And yeah, they're really cool.
And this is still in Kickstarter, right? It's on Kickstarter?
I think it is. Yeah.
But it's Wazoo, so it's going to
It's going to come out.
It's going to come through.
You'll
so.
Be able to get it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, this, I thought it was awesome. Like the ultimate EDC belt.
Yeah.
It really is because yeah. you can carry just tons of crap on it.
Yeah.
And you can put whatever in those pockets and
mm-hmm.
it's just fantastic.
Yep.
Now, not quite as fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to wear it, like with a suit.
With what I'm wearing right now, my
yeah.
suit coat.
If you want something a little bit of a night catcher.
Yeah.
The other one's the slide belt, survival belt. So slide belts, they have some awesome belts.
Do they?
Yeah. And they, anyways, the survival belt is more about the buckle. So it's, I think it's a little bit more kind of a clean, modern look.
Mm-hmm.
The belt itself is UV protected. So it's not going to break down. Continuous notches. It doesn't have holes. Mm-hmm. The belt itself kind of latches down on
into
those.
Into all those little notches. Yeah.
So what makes that cool is you can just take scissors and just cut the belt to fit.
Yeah.
Because it's got latches all the way through. It's heat resistant up to 214 degrees Fahrenheit. So.
So you know, people in Vegas trying to survive.
All those fires, those wildfires.
Yeah.
It has an internal webbing that can sustain almost 1500 PSI tensile strength.
Jeez Louise.
So the video's cool. It shows yeah. them. They like wrap up logs and
we'll know. Definitely put that in the article yeah. so you guys can check that out.
Yeah. It's an awesome. So that's the belt. But what I liked was the belt buckle. So it has in this belt buckle, and it's pretty small, it has a little aluminum LED light.
Yeah.
Then it has it's made of glass filled nylon body, so it's super strong. A bottle opener. A stainless steel knife, a ferro rod, and questionable is the GPS locator thing.
We don't know if that's in it or not.
I don't know
right?
if they're going to make one with a GPS locator. Like one of their videos shows it has it.
I really hope so because that is awesome.
That'll be the selling
point.
So
what is the price on this?
It's $135
yeah.
on their website right now, but I think that's a Black Friday thing.
So
it's still going.
It's
going
to be like $150 about.
180.
Okay.
That's the normal price. Yeah, so it's like, it is.
I would think it would come with the GPS locator then.
I couldn't, it wasn't very clear if they were going to develop it or if you can get that model or what. But
man, I think I'm really going to get that Wazoo Survival Belt.
That one is pretty.
I mean, because what did you say the price was?
It's only $25 for the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stuff it full of whatever.
Yeah,
marshmallows,
man.
Pixie sticks.
Yeah, pixie sticks, absolutely.
You definitely do pixie sticks. Yeah. Gummy worm. You could probably put bottle caps in there. Anyway.
All kinds of candy. Put 6 packs of soda and...
How are you going to build your morale if you don't have candy in your belt?
6 packs of soda or...
soda? All right. Number 11.
This might be my favorite item.
This one's awesome. This is called the BioLite Energy Camp Stove.
If you haven't seen it out there, it's kind of been out there quite a bit all over the place. But.
Okay, so this stove is $130. Now, the way it works is it captures waste heat. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, you need to see it.
Yeah, you have to see
it. So it captures waste heat, and on the side of it, that wasted heat actually creates energy via thermoelectric generator. So then it charges a little fan, and the fan kicks on, which fuels the fire. So you've got a more efficient fire.
Yeah.
And then it's charging a battery, and you can use that little USB port on it to charge all kinds of stuff.
And they said that the fire.
So you're using fire
that's like
to
smokeless.
Create energy. Well,
yeah. Didn't they talk about the
because
fire?
Because of the little fan.
Yeah.
The fan, it keeps it cleaner. So it's hotter.
I have to get one.
I know. It's so cool.
I have
cool.
to get one.
So, so it's got a 2-watt USB port, you know, and an iPhone is 2.1 to, for. I mean, that's actually, I think it's 1.5 for the phone, and an iPad's 2.1. So you're going to charge, you'd be able to charge a tablet too.
Yeah.
Internal fan, gas jets, scalloped pot stand, so you can cook stuff while you're freaking charging.
Yeah.
Honeycomb heat mesh. So it just looks cool. It does look cool. It helps the fire to breathe, and yeah, it's awesome.
Breathe.
And it's and it's cooler to touch. Like, you're not gonna burn because it's got that. And then it's lightweight aluminum. It's got a little lightweight aluminum legs. What does it weigh? I think I wrote it. It's only 2 pounds.
Oh, that's so awesome.
2 pounds, and it's 8¼ inch by 5 inch in girth.
Wow. That's some diameter. Big girth. Yeah, that thing is just
it's so cool,
cool looking, man.
It really is.
Cool.
And I think the price for it is pretty good.
Yeah.
$130 you get.
Oh, yeah.
You got a stove, you've got a charger, and it's cleaner and it's lightweight. And yeah, it's just, that's freaking cool.
Yeah, no, man, I'm excited about that one. And that one is in production right now, right?
Yeah, you can buy it right
now.
You can
buy it.
You can get a bundle on their website that has like 2 solar chargers. It's kind of pricey. Mm-hmm. It has like solar chargers and the furnace and I think a cooking pot.
Oh, nice.
To go on it and everything.
Nice. That's
really
cool.
Really nice.
That's cool.
And last but not least.
But not least.
Is the Leatherman Tread. So, most of the time, you know, all these little survival things that we have, you know, you've got your fish hooks and all your survival gear, but you're really not carrying any tools with you.
Right.
You know, screwdrivers, flathead screwdrivers. So you've probably seen the Leatherman Tread. It's a little bit pricey, $160 to $180, depending on where you're searching for it.
Yeah. But it's stylish.
It is very stylish. So it's got like, I didn't write them all down. It has like 10 hex head, you know, adapters.
Yep.
So it's like a chain, like a link.
Uh-huh.
It's like a charm bracelet, but for men.
A men's charm bracelet.
Yep. So it has a bunch of hex heads. It has Phillips, you know, like a number 1 and 2 Phillips size heads. Mm-hmm. Has flathead screwdriver, cutting hook, glass breaker, bottle opener, all on your little bracelet.
Yeah, and it's just...
My brother-in-law has one. And
oh, he does?
He's used it like 5 or 6 times when I've been with him. God. Like when we were shooting guns, he's like, ripped it out and was tightening the safety.
That is cool.
It actually is pretty cool. So for tools, I think it's an awesome EDC thing.
Absolutely. So. And how much, what was the price on it?
$160 to $180, depending.
So
I think you could probably find them cheaper.
Yeah, you might be able to.
But it's a pretty dang cool. And you know, with Leatherman, I mean, I've returned Leatherman stuff and they'll either replace it or they'll fix it and send it back, and they're quick and they're awesome.
Yeah, their customer service is fantastic at Leatherman.
Yeah.
Really is.
It really
is. Really good.
So There's our list.
That's 12 days of prep for Christmas.
Tithe.
Yeah, fantastic. Good job,
Cameron. Some awesome stuff. Thank you.
You did really well.
I appreciate it.
And let's just keep it going.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Oh, they got to hear from me.
Yeah,
so
I know. I know.
Okay, so you're more than likely to experience a sprained ankle.
At some point. Yeah.
So it's really easy to do. I mean, it's just, you know, it's going to happen.
Is skateboarding in the apocalypse, you know?
You're screwed.
You're done,
You know, or if you got that moped and you pivot, put your foot down, it's going to just hurt your ankle, man.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so in clinic, you know, I see sprained ankles like on
when
a weekly basis.
Shit hit the, I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we see them all the time.
Yeah.
And fortunately, you know, as a provider, when we, you know, we do our exam, we can just cheat and get an x-ray and it's easy enough. Boom.
Cheaters.
You do or you don't.
Yeah.
But they, so in Canada, these physicians came up with, it's called the Ottawa ankle rules to determine whether or not they need to get an x-ray to rule out a break. So it's basically proving or giving you a probability of if the ankle is only sprained or if it's broken.
Okay.
So it's about 95% accurate.
That's a pretty good percentage.
It's a little bit, it's probably a little bit, it's a little more like, how do I put this?
I don't know.
It overshoots. It basically predicts.
Yeah, we're predicting.
It over-predicts breaks. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I get you.
Over-predicts. Okay. So anyway, so here are the rules. Let me just get through it real quick.
All right.
Okay. Starting to have a stroke.
Yeah.
Been talking to people all day. My tongue can numb.
We need to do a quick and dirty about strokes.
Strokes?
Strokes. I said strokes.
How to properly stroke.
What? That takes a name to a whole new place.
So,
quick and dirty.
Now, I don't have pictures.
You don't?
But we'll get them up. I have the article already up. We'll post it once I get some pictures so that you guys see where I'm talking about.
Fantastic. I love it.
Okay. Rule number one. For
nobody talks about Ottawa ankle break rules.
Yeah. Yep.
Rule number two, nobody talks about Ottawa ankle breaker
rules. So to predict, I can't say that word tonight. I'm telling you, I've talked to people all day. And I just
predict.
Can't. So predict a broken leg. Rule one, there's tenderness when you press on the tibia. So that's on the inside of the ankle.
My tibia is tender.
Along any part of the about six centimeters above where it ends. So if you feel on your ankle towards the bottom, you know, the ball on your ankle.
Yeah.
About 6 centimeters up, you press on that spot.
Okay.
If it's tender.
Yeah.
So any of these, if they're positive, there's a good chance you have a break. So if that's tender.
Yeah.
Good chance you have a break.
Good chance you have a break.
Number two, rule number two, there's tenderness when you press on the fibula, so the opposite side, the outside of your ankle on the ball, up about 6 centimeters. If it's tender, then there's a good chance you have a break.
So do you have to have all of these?
No,
or just
any
one?
Of them. Just really? Any of them, wow. Yeah, I know. And that's why I said it over-predicts, because a lot of the times a bad sprain, you get a high ankle sprain.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not able to bear any weight because of the ankle pain, it's pretty high probability that
you have a break.
Yeah. You have a hairline fracture and avulsion fracture.
Okay.
All right. And then the next rules, 1, 2, and 3, are to suspect if you have a broken foot. So when there's tenderness, rule one, there's tenderness when you press near the ankle on the fifth metatarsal. So this one's kind of hard. It's pinky, you know, your little piggy, come all the way up towards the ankle. It's a really prominent bone. That's your navicular bone.
Sure.
Press on that sucker. If it hurts, there's a good probability.
Okay.
Number two, there's tenderness when you press on. Oh, sorry. Number two is the navicular bone. Number one's the fifth metatarsal.
Oh, my gosh.
Either way, they're right by each other. So if the navicular bone, if it's tender, it's probable that you have a break.
Sure.
I'll get pictures. It's really hard to explain. I'm not going to go into anatomy. It's just so complex.
It's too much.
Rule number three, if you're unable to bear weight.
Biology 101.
Yeah. So if you can hobble on it. Where'd
bone.
You learn that?
It's biology a femur 101. Bone. It's a bone. It's a femur bone.
You think this came off a chicken or something? So yeah, both of them, if you're unable to bear weight, you likely have a break. Mm-hmm. And then there's these four different spots that are, if there's tenderness when you like push on it hard,
yeah,
you probably got a break. Now, if you do suspect a break and, you know, shit has hit the fan,
yeah,
then you just need to completely immobilize the joint.
Okay.
So, and that's, I mean, that's a simple splint, which, you know, someday we'll talk about splinting.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just going to do like the sugar tong splint. It just goes around the ankle and then wrap it up.
Wrap
either
it
with the SAM splint, if you have it, or you just use, you know, two branches or something, but completely immobilize it.
Okay.
Because the more you walk on it, the worse
it's going
to
get.
And if you have to have surgery, sucks.
It's not going to be good.
Probably lose your foot.
Probably going to. Fantastic, Cameron.
There's your medical tip.
Thank you. Let's move on to Tac Pack. We finally got it. I feel like it's been forever since we got our Tac Pack.
It did.
You know, and they sent us out to us. We got it like last week, I think. So what came in this Tac Pack, Cameron?
Okay. Number one.
Number one.
Nelson Precision Manufacturing AR-5.
Mm-hmm. And that was the...
AR-15.
The little can opener? Yeah. The bottle opener, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a piece of... Yeah, yeah. Like a scope part. Or not scope, like a iron sight.
Yeah, kind of it's part of an AR-15. It's a cool little...
yeah. Really light.
Bottle opener.
Bottle opener.
Impress your friends with it.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second thing, Ready Man Home Defense Hand Grenade.
Yeah, and this thing...
Pretty unique.
I think is kind of cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's kind of cool. So basically what it is, it's like this little disc type looking thing. Well, how would you... I don't even know. Maybe we should do a video on this at some point.
It almost looks like a bike reflector.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's kind of round, and it has like a rubber outside...
yeah, ring.
Ring.
So you can, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a little button on there. So what you do is you hit that button, and then it waits like 3 seconds.
It blinks like green, yeah. Like... Yeah.
And then what you do is at night, somebody's in your living room or kitchen or whatever, you roll that into the kitchen or the living room, and then it just starts to flip out. So basically, it's blinking, it's flashing, it's there's a siren.
Yeah.
And so
seizure time.
Yeah.
Seizure time.
Yeah, exactly.
I threw it at my kids. I scared the bejesus out of them. They're like pissed because
you did it.
I tossed it. And yeah. It's loud and it flashes. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something that, you know, you say your wife or your kids are home alone, at least they can get an extra 15 seconds to get out of the house or something.
Yeah.
With that. So I think it's
cool.
And
if you're lucky, yeah, you'll induce a seizure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you do when you,
what?
I'm trying not to be insensitive to people that have seizures. Yeah. My brother has seizures, so it's fine.
It's okay.
What do you do when you find an epileptic uh-huh. in the bathtub?
I don't know.
Throw your clothes in. It's like washing.
I need to wash your clothes. I get you.
Oh, that was cruel.
That was super cruel, man.
I know.
I feel bad.
I told my brother he has epilepsy.
Which brother?
My oldest brother.
Oh, your oldest brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Number three. Sorry, Tac Pack.
Yeah. Jeez.
An ExoTac Poly Striker.
Yep. Nice little ferro rod.
Yeah.
Enough
said.
Enough said. Enough said.
The next thing's burn proof gear laces.
Yeah, those are cool.
They are.
I actually put those in my bug out bag for an extra set of laces. But they're cool. They're cool things.
It says strength tested to over 500 pounds with a tensile strength of 800 pounds.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they're impressive laces. So you can, I just put them in my bug out bag. So for a pair of extra laces, if you know mine, because what would you do if you're out there in your boots?
And you're running through fire.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're running through fire, these suckers.
They won't burn.
No failure up to 2,000 degrees.
And that's hot.
You can run right through 2,000 degrees with these.
Yeah.
And then your freaking shoes aren't going to fall
off. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It's amazing, yeah.
I would get them.
I totally would. Well, we have them. So we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can walk through lava.
You never know.
Liquid hot magma.
Yeah.
Black Rifle coffee mug.
Yes.
I loved it.
I have it at work. Do you have it at work now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet freaking coffee mug.
It's fancy looking too.
Yeah,
man.
It is. It does look pretty cool.
It's solid and it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you get that nice coffee mug.
Yep.
And it's $112 value, right?
Jeez. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you get it all for $49. And if you use our code Casual Preppers, you get it for 10% off $49.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
What? Yeah, well, I can't do math, but it's like $5 or something.
It's like $5. It's like $4.99.
Yeah. And now our friends over at Personal Solar Light sent us one of their lights. And I think solar lights are like a necessity for anybody.
Yeah.
I think everybody should have three or four at least around the house, bag, in your vehicle. They're just like, you can't beat it for a light. You just can't. I mean, it's solar powered. You're never going to run out of battery, right?
Nope.
So their lights run $35, right? They're nice and compact. They, like, you could hear him actually pulling out the little piece. Yeah.
That's so it.
Yeah. I don't know what you'd call that. It's sort of like the diffuser piece.
It's like a, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Telescopic. You'll have to.
Yeah, we'll do we'll put an article up or something.
It's
about
like
it.
It's like the things that extend your rain gutter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know those things that.
Uh huh. It's actually it's like one of the bendy straws, but in a bigger.
That's exactly what it is. You know
what I mean? So it's super bright LED lights, 107 lumens.
It's really bright.
It's super bright. Yeah. It's
oh,
and it has
eyeball.
And it has three different settings on it, brightness settings.
Yeah.
It's super compact, super portable. Only weighs 4.2 ounces. Like it weighs nothing.
It really does.
You put it in a pack or something, you're not even know you have it there. You know,
I didn't even know I had it in my hand.
Yeah, you didn't.
Right now.
No, you don't.
I just realized.
It's super long lasting. On a full charge, it's 30 hours it'll run.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no wonder you know.
No wonder you know.
No wonder you know.
No
Do
wonder
you want
you know.
One of these?
A?
I'm just, yeah. I'm just saying, no wonder you should have a million of these.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's fully waterproof. It's safe to use in water. It floats in the water, so if you drop it, it's going to float. It has a super high-grade lithium-ion battery. I mean, seriously, it's a really nice.
It really is cool.
Really comparative to some of the other ones we've used. I think it's probably a little brighter.
I think it is a little brighter.
A few of the other ones I've used, which tends to be a good feature in a light, you know.
Yeah, and when you kind of extend it out, it gives off a little more light, but not. Uh-huh. I mean, it's more of a flashlight when you have it squished down.
Yeah. So you guys can go check these out at www.personalsolarlight.com. Like I said, $35. I mean, you know, buy a couple of them.
Yeah.
Have them hanging around the house because it's always good to have those.
Yeah.
It's always good. And guys, that's all we have for today.
You should buy one of those products. I would suggest Tack Pack as a gift.
I would also. And get a couple of shirts from the 3%er.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're freaking cheap.
They are.
They really
are. They're not cheap. They're inexpensive.
Yeah, I should say that. Cheaps, yeah.
Yeah.
They are. They're inexpensive, and they have some awesome freaking graphics.
They do. Which one did you just get? You got one that it was like a, I can't remember. It was cool, though.
What did I get?
I got one of the 3%er type logo ones, one of their logos. That's cool.
Oh, I did the Culper Minutemen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's really
Liberty
cool.
Or death, don't tread on me.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt. Cool shirt. We'll,
cool.
We'll have you take a picture of yourself in it one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just the shirt.
Selfies. Yeah. Just the shirt. Just the shirt. I hope it's a little long. You know?
Which part? The shirt?
You are so disgusting.
I'm blushing.
So, guys, come see us at casualpreppers.com. Please send I don't, I'm still thinking about your long shirt.
Yeah, right. Right.
Right, right, right. Leave us some reviews, either on Facebook or on iTunes.
Yeah, go crazy with
it. Make sure they're 5 stars, though, guys. You know, I'm not going to read them if you give us a 3-star weird review.
Yeah.
Okay? It has to be 5 stars. But as you heard, that one was freaking weird. If you can beat it, or you can rival it, I'm going to read it on the next episode.
For sure.
Or maybe we'll have Cam read it next time.
You want this voice? Okay.
I do.
Okay, you got it.
Sweet and sultry.
I'll do it next time.
Anything else?
Good night.
You got anything
Goodbye.
Else? You don't have anything else?
I don't.
Is there anything else?
No.
There's nothing else.
Bye.
We're just wasting people's time right
now.
Everybody's just
Let's just keep it going.
Shut up. It's time to stop.
All right. Here's a little something from deep down. When shit hits the fan.
Oh, I'll see you.